We've had three words that I've received this afternoon from three different people that really say something to us about our reliance on the Lord. And I want us to hear those words and go back into worship to respond. So I'm going to ask Val to come up first, and then Emzo, and then Michael Potter, if that's okay, Val, is it?
It's something the Lord's been talking to me quite a lot about recently, but just really felt he wanted me to share it with you. That, you know, as parents, we bring our children up wanting them to grow and be independent so they can look after themselves. And God was saying to me, but with my children, as they mature, I want them to be less dependent on themselves and totally dependent on me.
As we were worshiping, one of the lyrics really stood out to me, lavish, and then I just got the word lavish with grace. And as I was reflecting more on it, I came across this passage from 1 Peter. Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, for you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. And I guess as I was reflecting on it more, newborn babies are entirely dependent on their parents. And I just found out this year they can't even have water for a while. It's really just milk that can sustain them and grow them. Otherwise, they'll die. But the milk is actually the best thing for them. It's the most nutritious thing for them. So just that image of the Lord, us being completely dependent on the Lord, but also that being the best thing for us, that spiritual milk from the Lord.
As we were worshiping, I was just really feeling that we were in God's presence, and that his presence is our home, is our true home. And I felt that the Lord was calling us to rest in our home. The image that I had was of a comfy armchair by the fire. And I felt that the Lord was saying, you know, come put down your bags and sit down and rest in me.
I just had a sense from Mark 9 where there's a boy who's seized by his evil spirit, and father of the boy asks Jesus to heal him. And in Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, all things are possible for one who believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And this verse came to my mind as we were thinking about this reliance on the Lord, and I find it difficult to sometimes believe that the Lord has taken care of everything, that he has control over everything, and for the Lord telling me, cry out to me, encouraging me to cry out to him and say, Lord, help my unbelief, help me to believe that you have all things in your hand, and that we can rely on you fully.
So brothers and sisters, I'd like us to hear, as we finish this worship time, just three words. And just as we've experienced the Lord's love for us, personal love for us today in our prayer meeting, I think the Lord wants to speak a word of encouragement to us as we go out as well. So I'd like to invite Richard Georgiou to come up first, then Ben, and then Amy, if that's okay, and give us those words of encouragement for our lives.
As I was praying tonight, I sense the Lord wants to come to us, even uninvited. So, for example, when he came to the Samaritan woman, she didn't ask for anything. She was in sin, and she didn't ask for him to come and heal her. But although he did this, he went to her, and even the disciples were amazed. Why did he go and speak to a woman? But he decided to go there. Even Matthew, he was on the tree, and he just wanted to see him, but he was full of sin. And the Lord Jesus looked at him and changed his life. And the same happened also for the lady that was found in sin, and also she was about to be killed. However, Jesus again came to her, and he changed her life upside down. So he changed the lives of all these three persons that were mentioned, and I believe he changed the lives of much more than this. So even an uninvited Jesus do come us and come into our lives, even if we're not aware of our sin, even if we're not wanting you to come, just go ahead and knock us down and turn us upside down, make us yours, your holy. Amen.
Thank you. The sentence I got was from Matthew 7:7-8 and 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Gina and I were at an awards ceremony yesterday, and it's tied in with that word because the keynote speaker was saying, if you can do it. And the sense I got was very much, if we rely on God, we can do it. Amen.
I was reminded these verses from Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus saying, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I just felt like God wanted to remind us of that. And we had a picture when we were kind of worshipping of, you know, you talk about sort of burdens or being heavy laden, and it's almost like we've got all these rucksacks on and sort of take them off as you come in the door and try and forget about them as we worship. And I just felt God really saying, I just want to remind you all that that's not a promise just for when you're, you know, in a gathering like this, but for all of your lives, you know, for when you go away from here, you know, don't pick up those rucksacks. You know, as hard as it is, as easy it is to kind of say something like that, I feel like, yeah, that's just God's promise to us in the same way as those other words are like reminding us of God's goodness and that we just have to ask and that he'll come to us anyway. But he promises to give us rest when we come to him, and his burden is easy and light.
Let me just close our time with a prayer for all of us. Father, we just thank you for your lavish love for us. Lord, we thank you for the words that you've spoken to us today. Lord, reminding us again, first of all, before being your disciples, before being redeemed, you have made us your children. Lord, thank you that that's who we are. We're your children, Lord, and that we're loved by you. Lord, I thank you for the words that you've spoken to us today about changing our lives, about asking you and receiving from you, Lord, about taking our burdens and placing them onto Jesus. Lord, we thank you that with you there is mercy and compassion and fullness of love. Lord, and thank you for reminding us of that again this week. Lord, thank you for reminding us of that as we go into this week of prayer and fasting, that you're our Father and each one of us is deeply loved by you and that you want to change our lives. And we say yes to you again today, Lord. We say yes to you. We want to be your children. We want to be adopted in your family. We want you to change our lives. Come now and do that in Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks to the band. I just wanted to do